Trump administration intensifies efforts to criminalize ICE observation. The Trump administration has increasingly targeted individuals who observe undocumented immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, activity, using intimidation and potential criminal charges to deter public monitoring. In Minneapolis, observers like Jess, who follow ICE vehicles at a distance without interfering, have been confronted, detained, and accused of impeding federal investigations. Jess was forcibly pulled from her car, handcuffed, and held for 8 hours after agents smashed her window, despite her insistence that she was acting lawfully. Federal officials are relying on a statute that prohibits forcibly impeding or interfering with federal officers. White House spokesperson Tom Herman has defended these actions as necessary to prevent unlawful agitation, while legal experts, including ACLU attorney Scarlett Kim, argue that observers conduct, such as filming, following at a safe distance, or vocal protest is constitutionally protected under the First Amendment. Physical obstruction or close interference may cross legal lines, but most documented observer activities do not. The ACLU has filed lawsuits claiming the administration is violating free speech rights, with over 36 sworn statements from Minnesota observers who were told their legal monitoring was criminal. Civil rights lawyers argue that the government's tactics amount to gross intimidation, aimed at suppressing transparency and discouraging public oversight of immigration enforcement. Prosecutions against observers have largely faltered. Courts in Los Angeles and Chicago dismissed many impeding or assault charges, and federal prosecutors in Minnesota have already withdrawn or dismissed over a dozen similar cases. Attorneys note that while charges rarely hold, the fear and trauma induced by armed confrontations, surveillance, and threats serve as a powerful deterrent. Observers like Will Stansfield have continued to monitor ICE openly, but acknowledge the intimidation is severe. Agents have followed individuals home and surrounded their vehicles. For many, the immediate risk of armed escalation outweighs the legal threat, especially in light of past incidents where federal agents have killed people engaged in similar observation. The administration's approach reflects a broader effort to keep immigration enforcement out of public view by criminalizing constitutionally protected oversight.